number one of this day back in 1967. Song you might have heard of before. Aretha Franklin and Respect. Her version of the Otis Redding song. Yes, it's hard to imagine anyone else really singing that song. She owns it. Number one of this day in 1967. With Respect here on the U.S. charts. Just number 10, by the way, across the pond in the U.K. It's all right. We'll take Aretha here. Number one of this day with Respect back in 1967. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us across the state of Michigan on this Wednesday, June 3rd. Sitting in for Steve. SteveGruber.com for content and giveaways and much more at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. If you've been following what's been happening in New York City, it is flat out of control these past few nights. There's a great piece in the, I think it's in the Post, the New York Post, Sohrab Amari, writing about living on one of these blocks where you have rioters just going up and down the streets, trying to figure out which place they're going to ransack next. Would it be his apartment? Would it be his complex? Very scary stuff. Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, and really no one thinks he's doing a good job. I'll take that back. Now, if he runs, I'm sure he'll win re-election. That's the way New York goes. So maybe someone thinks he's doing a good job, but not many. Not many. Among those critical, the former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, who did some things in his time as mayor to bring down the crime rate and the murder rate. Some amazing things, in fact, if you look at the numbers, to bring down the crime and murder rate in New York City. He's watching this from afar. He was on Fox Business with Maria Bartiromo, and she asked for his response, his reaction to seeing what's been happening in New York City these past few nights. Here's Rudy Giuliani.
It's a very sad day, Maria. One of the worst days in New York. Last night was unnecessary and horrible, and the destruction done to New York City without any interruption by the mayor. You could say the police department, but the mayor is holding them back, and it's outrageous. I mean, this action did not have to happen if we had a vaguely competent mayor. This should have been stopped five days ago. I mean, couldn't they have stopped some of that? We have watched now over and over again people looting, throwing Molotov cocktails, burning cars, and now putting our police in prison, in hospitals. And virtually no major arrests are made. The mayor should step down. He is incompetent. We are losing a tremendous amount of property. We're seeing people damaged and hurt seriously. And pretty soon we're going to lose some lives if this man doesn't get out of the way and let someone activate the police department. In other cities, they're activating the National Guard. In New York City, we have to activate the New York City Police Department. They're being used as punching bags. And then he has the audacity to criticize them for being too brutal. I mean, we're in some kind of a world of his own, some insane world that he lives in. He's been a terrible mayor for 6.5, 7 years. Terrible. There isn't a person in this city that will tell you that he hasn't been a terrible mayor. But now we need a vaguely competent mayor, because people are going to die if this man doesn't get out of the way and let the police department do its job.
Rudy Giuliani on Fox Business with Maria Bartiromo on the violence and looting in New York. People are dying. That's the, you know, there are a lot of, there are some excusing this violence, this rioting, as it's just property damage. The phrase you hear a lot, see a lot. They've got insurance. It's no big deal. But there are people being hurt, injured. You've seen the videos of police officers being run down in the streets by vehicles. We've had police officers shot in a couple of locations. We had a retired police captain killed in St. Louis. Did you see this? Have you seen the video on this? There is video of the aftermath. And it's absolutely heartbreaking. Retired police captain shot to death by looters at a St. Louis pawn shop early Tuesday. David Dorn, 77 years old, shot in the torso about 2:30 in the morning. It's a St. Louis Post-Dispatch story. Died on the sidewalk in front of the shop Lee's Pawn and Jewelry in St. Louis. Police have made no arrests. They have no suspects. killing happened on a night of violence in St. Louis. He was a St. Louis Police Department for a long time through 2007, retired after 38 years on the job from a rookie patrol officer to a captain, then became a police chief in Moline Acres in Missouri. Apparently friends with the owners of that pawn shop and would occasionally check in and was there that night to ensure safety for that business and was shot to death for doing so. David Dorn is his name. David Dorn in St. Louis. So, yes, people are being killed across the country. People are being injured. Officers are being run down in the street. And what do we hear, I want to say, most about? But you've got people murdered. You've got former police captains killed. You've got businesses destroyed, looting everywhere, especially in some of our larger cities, Chicago, New York, Philly. And again, I think last night, again, based on some of the things I've seen, it appeared some of that looting was down. But after a certain point, maybe you run out of storefronts and there's no more glass to break, or at least some of the owners have gotten around to boarding up the windows. And what do you hear most about? What do you hear the media most upset about? I guess is what I want to phrase that. What are they most upset about? Any of that? The people murdered, the people assaulted, the businesses destroyed, the looting occurring? No, they're pretty upset about the president being at a church holding a Bible. They're pretty darn outraged about that, and they're going to make sure you know how upset they are about that. The president at a church holding a Bible. Scott Bertram, sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show.